Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has determined that the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust in New Mexico required a pull of the trigger to fire the weapon. That's according to a forensics report. Actor Alec Baldwin was holding a gun when it fired, killing the woman. The gigantic spending bill, erroneously called the Inflation Reduction Act, was passed by 100% of the Democrats in the House with zero Republican support. This bill ensures the recession will continue longer than it was before the partisan vote. 87,000 more IRS agents and less than 1,000 billionaires in America? House Republican Whip Steve Scalise is warning these armed tax agents will be coming after you.
So President Biden, who made that promise multiple times, if you make under $400,000, don't worry, your taxes don't go up. This bill breaks President Biden's promise. It's confirmed by the CBO.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Walt Disney said Wednesday it's raising its prices for streaming subscribers in the United States. The price increase are tied to a new tiered service Disney will launch in December for U.S. subscribers. The basic Disney Plus service costs about $7.99 per month right now. Starting in December, that basic service will run ads, so a subscriber who wants no ads will have to upgrade to a premium service starting at $10.99 per month or a 37.5% jump in cost. A crazy incident at the Capitol over the weekend leaves one man dead.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing a handgun. He later took his own life. Tom Manger, the chief of the Capitol Police, says the car caught fire and the man exited.
It does appear that it was not the collision with the barricade that caused the fire. It appears that the individual may have started the fire himself as he was getting out of the car.
USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Facebook, allowing election misleading information to thrive online, has affected another election, this time in Brazil. Facebook failed to detect blatant election-related misinformation in ads ahead of Brazil's 2022 election. As from a new report from Global Witness, they found a continuing pattern of not catching material that violates its policy, as the group describes as alarming. As the weaponization of the FBI continues to shock most Americans, now is the time for transparency. The problem is Attorney General Merrick Garland is withholding the affidavit or the probable cause portion of the warrant that led to the FBI and Department of Justice to suppress President Trump's rights. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, a think tank that investigates government corruption, was on Newsmax overnight.
We've asked for the underlying affidavit, which is typically used by the FBI to explain to the court the basis for what now even Garland admits is a pretty extraordinary raid on the home of President Trump. And that information will tell us, and I'm not saying it should be given the credence, I'm sure the big media will give it, the basis for raiding his home, what information they had, what information they were specifically looking for. At least it ought to tell us that. But given prior FBI behavior in political matters. I don't think it can be trusted.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Larry Klayman coming up, the founder, former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Wake up, America. We've got lots to deal with here. We've got a country to save. If you still want this democratic republic, that's what you have, as Benjamin Franklin said, if you can keep it. Larry, welcome back. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good to hear
okay.
from you.
Help us understand lots of innuendo, lots of ideas. I've said, you know, whenever the facts are missing, opinion rules. And over the weekend, all kinds of opinion flying around whether or not the FBI was justified to raid Donald Trump's private residence. Can you help us understand the mere facts of the situation? Because now even Donald Trump is saying that they seized privileged records in the raid, and he deserves and wants them back immediately. And some of the questions that came up over the weekend when I was talking with people, Larry, is they're saying, wait a minute, this is of national security importance, and you got, you know, 30 FBI agents coming into a home, flipping everything upside down, going through Melania's personal items and things like that, which is absurd. But anyway, be that as it may, the FBI does whatever it darn well pleases to do, and the heck with the Constitution. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute, they were just there, weren't they, in June? And they went over all this. They seemed to be very congenial. They had an idea of what's going on. And then here we are 2 months later, and the house is being turned upside down.
Bill, the past is a prologue. We've seen how this Justice Department, my once semi-pride alma mater, I saw politics there as well. It's why I left and ultimately founded Judicial Watch. But it's never been like it is today. The Justice Department and its FBI is corrupt to the core. Its attorney general, he looks like a little mouse, but he's not a mouse. Unfortunately, he's a rat. And the FBI director, who's simply a yes man, does whatever he's told, kind of like Zelig in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Allen turns into whatever shape and form he's with. Mm-hmm. These people are bent on destroying Trump. They're not going to let him get off the mat. I don't believe a word they say. They're a bunch of liars, to be blunt. And you know, the proof's in the pudding as to everything else that's going on with regard to Donald Trump, falsifying affidavits, starting phony witch hunts, is part of a pattern and practice. And the president ought to fight back. He ought to be suing. He ought to be bringing RICO cases. He's always taking punches. That's his mistake. I met him a few weeks ago. I told him I was at a golf tournament in New Bedford, New Jersey.
Right.
At his place there. And I said, you know, I've been trying to help you for 4 years. I said, you know, I'm trying to communicate with you. Maybe it was Roger Stone that kept me away from you. I've had issues with Roger because of Jerry Corsi. I said, but you got to do something here. And this was before what happened with the FBI raid. I've offered to help him because he needs help. He hires people in and around him that eventually stab him in the back. He just hired this lawyer in Atlanta. I forget the guy's name, who's trashed him as a racist and everything else. Why would you do that?
Right.
He's got to start pushing back. These people are corrupt, and frankly, Bill, I don't believe anything they say. I really don't.
Well, yeah, when you look at the pattern of corruption, you know, Larry, you talk about the pushback from the Trump campaign, but I'm waiting to see a pushback, maybe a junta that would take place, I say that metaphorically, within the FBI themselves. I mean, we often hear, even Sean Hannity, 99% downline FBI agents. How do you know that? How do you know that 99% downline are not corrupt? I mean, it's hard. Look at it. The fish always rots from the head down. And this has been going on for a long time. You're going to tell me that disease, that cancer, hasn't metastasized throughout the agency?
There's not an ounce of truth in what comes out of Hannity's mouth. I mean, he's concerned they're going to come after him, so he's got to throw a bone to the FBI. You know, and I'm tired of hearing the same monologues every night, 15 minutes of the same thing, slightly modified. The American people need to do it for themselves now.
Right.
And we are going to be bringing, against Garland and against Wray, citizens grand juries this week. We're going to seek their indictment. We're going to try them. We're going to hold them accountable for subverting the Constitution and the rule of law. And the American people need to rise up. We have the right to do it. Mm-hmm. And if we get convictions, and I think we will, we'll ask the military and the police to carry it out. These people need to be legally and peacefully removed from office ASAP. And couple that with the 87,000 on the horizon IRS agents.
Yeah, wow.
The Democrats rammed through. You've got a Gestapo like you've never seen. I mean, that rivals East Germany, the Soviet Union, Iran, and you name it. And then on top of that, Bill, the judges, the federal judges, the yes men who've been put there with political campaign contributions to do the bidding of these people. And this country, people don't know it because they don't want to know it. And that's why my book takes a kind of revolution. The subtitle is as important as the first part of the title. Wake up, America. You're losing it all right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Well, we've got to take it seriously and with a sense of immediacy. Like you said, you know, talking about the military, how many of the military are left, Larry, that have not sold their soul and their conscience out to this woke militarization of the industrial complex? I mean, there are very few. And if we don't move quick, there's not going to be people there to protect us. I mean, look at even the IRS, these 87,000 new IRS agents that are bringing in. One of the qualifiers is that you must be willing to carry a gun and use deadly force. I mean, that was on their website until they took it off, you know, a couple of days later after people began to talk about it. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, because you made a mistake on your taxes, you can have an IRS agent come in and shoot you dead? Are you kidding me?
Well, it's where we're headed, though. I mean, we've seen it. And we've seen it before at Waco Ridge.
Yes.
We've seen it at Ruby Ridge at Waco. We've seen it at the Bundy Ranch. I represented the Bundys. Thank God we got that indictment dismissed ultimately. They were setting the Bundys up to kill them with sharpshooters. Yeah. They wanted them to react. It's an evil bunch, and the American people just, they want to forget about it. Mm-hmm. I've got people, you know, in my own family say, Larry, retire, let the Republicans do it. My God, the reason we have the Democrats and Biden-Harris is because of the Republicans.
Exactly.
Because they offered no alternative. They offered nothing of value that caused people to want to vote for them. So they went with an unknown entity named Joe Biden. Now we find out what he is. He's a criminal. He's brain dead. He's stupid. And he lets the left totally control what's going on in this country. And it's a dictatorship. That's what we live in today. It's simple.
Well, speaking of which, how are you doing? Where are we at with the citizen grand jury regarding Biden Family Inc.?
We're going to be picking it up again. We've been trying them. You can see an excerpt from our trial at freedomwatchusa.org. Watch it. In the next few weeks, that'll be completed. We'll seek a sentence. We'll have a written opinion. We'll even give Biden and his brother and his son a chance to argue their way out of it. I doubt that they can. They're airtight. And then we'll ask the military and police to carry it out. If that doesn't work, we have the right of citizen's arrest in 48 states.
Wow. So unlike the January 6th committee, they will actually have a chance to defend themselves, right?
We gave them three chances when they were indicted. And that's proper. Justice Scalia ruled in a majority opinion, United States versus Williams, the grand jury belongs to the American people. We gave them the opportunity to plead. They didn't show up. We gave them an opportunity to come to the trial. They didn't show up. They have no respect for us, and they won't show up again. So the American people will have to...
Got to go to break, Larry. More from Larry Kamen.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. On August 11, 1946, Reverend Charlie Byers set out to put the gospel message on the airwaves with the Gospel Tide Hour radio show in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. What started out as a local vision has become a global mission to share the gospel with people all around the world through regional radio broadcasts that tell of the hope of Christ in local languages. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, such as sharing the gospel in local languages. We at the Tide Ministry are committed to continue this mission for Christ, and we're already prepping for the next 7 decades of ministry outreach. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 7 decades, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. Larry Klayman is with us, the founder, former chair of Judicial Watch, current chair of Freedom Watch, author of It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Larry, we got cut off a little bit, and I wanted you to really make sure that people understood what was going on with the citizens' grand jury. And as we've talked about before, this is something that people don't realize, that this is a force and power that belongs to we the people, but if we don't exercise it, then, hey, we might as well put our pistolas away, right?
Well, that's right. We didn't have a Justice Department until July 1st, 1870. And it was the American people who meted out justice. They attempted to do it fairly, certainly more fairly than is being done today by our Justice Department and the courts. And we have a right to do it. And if we're going to avoid a bloody revolution, which nobody wants to see, particularly me, not you,
right?
Jefferson doesn't want to see it either in his day and the other founding fathers, then we have to use these tools. And that's what I write about in my book, and we're using them. And you can go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute to our cause with tax-deductible contributions. We need the help right now. And we've been indicting and trying. We're also trying Fauci for his negligent homicide of over 6 million people worldwide. He gave the seeds of COVID-19 to the Chinese. He knew it was reasonably foreseeable that this would happen. He did gain-of-function research because he couldn't do it here. And in fact, the seeds of COVID-19, the Chinese aren't totally wrong about this, emanated in our lab in Fort Detrick, just like the anthrax did that attacked us after 9/11. And this is Anthony Fauci's doing. He started it with HIV research, and it metastasized. So there are lots of people we need to deal with. Mueller, we indicted him with Jerry Corsi a year and a half ago. We got to get back to him. And these federal judges that are violating their oath of office, throwing people in prison without bail, making them do forced admissions, the January 6th peaceful protesters, they need to be held accountable. They're the worst. And right. That's what Jefferson predicted would happen. Unelected, unaccountable to the people, they have become despots and tyrants, the yes men of the establishments of both political parties.
Yeah, you know, as you're saying, you go down the list. I mean, James Comey, Clapper, Brennan. I mean, on and on. It's just one abuse of power. And, I mean, here, all that they've done to Donald Trump right now with all this hoopla and some like 30 FBI agents, you know, wielding AR-15s outside of the compound there, which is just amazing to me. And meanwhile, there's thousands of pieces of true classified information that the Obamas took home with them. God only knows where that is. Maybe that's getting bleached bit by the Clinton cartel. I don't know. But, I mean, it's just people are fed up
and
with
Hillary
this, Larry.
Clinton.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not that a president shouldn't be held accountable. We're the only country in the world that never holds a president or chief executive officer accountable. Israel has. They've thrown a couple prime ministers in prison. Brazil has.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries have. But you do it for the right reasons, and you do it honestly. I mean, Biden, you know, should have been locked up long ago. The guy is one of the biggest criminals in the history of this country. Who doubts that he was getting money? You know, we got this evidence all over the place. And he doesn't even address it.
Yeah.
He should be locked up. He should be tried. He should be convicted. That's why we're doing it, because our so-called government, corrupt to the core, won't do it.
Exactly. I mean, here it is that they raid Rudy Giuliani's office, as you recall, and Rudy says they take everything. And he goes, well, what about this laptop? You don't want this laptop? This is, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop. You don't want Hunter Biden's laptop? Oh, my goodness. I mean, like they all fell back. And based on that, I said, well, maybe Donald Trump, anybody else that's conservative, needs to get a copy of Hunter's laptop and put it on their doorway. That way it'll repel the FBI from coming in.
Well, you know, there are some good FBI agents. Unfortunately, there aren't many of them, okay? And I know some of them. I've represented them. One of them is still there. And they complain. But, hey, they don't want to lose their jobs. They've got kids.
Right.
They do what they're told. And that's the problem. Hillary Clinton, another world-class criminal, so to speak, walks off. So we know the game. And this country has been taken over by the left. And the Republicans, you know, can play the little game, raising money. I get 20 or more emails a day asking for money.
I know. I don't want to see them anymore.
They don't get a cent from me. Mm-hmm. And that's all they are. So, and then you got Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, who thinks he's going to be Speaker of the House. I'm not so sure. Mm-hmm. Saying, oh, when we take power, we're going to do hearings. Who cares about your hearings?
Right.
Wasting our money with your ridiculous hearings? You know, so this is not a game anymore. Mm-hmm. This is called survival. And this country is on its knees.
And to that point of hearings, I'm with you on this. I've had it up to here with hearings that go nowhere. I mean, all it is like you say, it becomes a fundraising tool, and it gives an opportunity for aspiring legislators, you know, to try to show off and demonstrate how much, you know, they don't know about certain things and the rule of law. It's just unbelievable, the circus that goes on. But isn't the answer getting a special prosecutor on these things and let them deal with it, and then they can be about the people's business? What do you say?
Well, unfortunately, the special prosecutors come from the establishment. Look at this guy, John Durham. What has he done in 4 years? What has he done? He indicted a couple lower-level people and couldn't even get a conviction for that. No, look at the guy in Delaware now with Hunter Biden. Yeah, Biden, Hunter will plead out to some lesser charge and get probation, and he'll walk off, you know, after all he's done. And if you want to see the consequences of the bribery, just look at Biden's reaction to China and Taiwan.
Yes.
You know, fighting with an idiot, Pelosi, who went to Taiwan that she shouldn't even go, you know. So that's the consequence of all of this, and these special prosecutors don't know. The people have to take charge themselves.
Exactly.
These are establishment types.
Exactly. Yeah. And you ask the question, why did Pelosi go to Taiwan? And then you realize, oh, her son's making all kinds of money there. Oh, okay, so here it is, another story of the elite captured. You know, the strings that are being pulled that are attached to the sons and daughters of these elected officials, whether it's the Bidens, the Clinton. I mean, just go right down the list, the hierarchy. I mean, it is there. It's continual. It's disgusting. And it's to the point, Larry, as you were saying earlier, people are fed up. You know, they're just saying, hey, look, I don't want to be a Republican. I want to be a Democrat. How about if I'm just an American? Can I be an American?
Yeah, you can be an American and be an American by doing something. Getting up off the couch, stop counting your money if you're in retirement, figuring, hey, I'm going to be dead anyway by the time this country goes under, and start thinking about your kids, grandkids, and future generations. Our founding fathers, particularly Washington and Jefferson, would be millionaires, even with inflation today. That's how rich they were. And they risked everything to form a new nation.
Exactly.
And they predicted that this was going to happen and we'd have to have a revolution again. Mm-hmm. And we're trying it the peaceful way first, but if we don't succeed, the country's going to go up in flames.
Well, we've got to be careful. I've been saying that we do not lose sight of the ball here. We've got an open border where you've got, you're going to end up with over 2 million this year, 2 million illegal immigrants coming into the country. We've got friends, people from other countries, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Venezuela, saying, what are you guys doing, man? You guys are doing exactly the same thing that imploded our country. Changed the demography, put an unrealistic burden upon the people there, and now they are broke, inflation up over 1,000% in Venezuela, for example, and they're eating out of the back of trash trucks. And now you've got the nerve of these people that are being shipped. Of course, Governor Abbott is sending them to New York to make a point. And now they've realized, hey, we can tell that we can threaten the bus driver. We got one bus driver. You got 50, 60 illegal immigrants, mostly single men. And they're saying, hey, look, we're not going to New York. We want you to stop the bus in Chattanooga, and we're getting off the bus. And go ahead. We got a minute left, Larry. Wrap it up.
Governor Abbott's playing games. Governor Abbott's playing games. You know, take the Texas Rangers and National Guard, put them on the border and end this thing. He could have done it years ago. He likes it because it gives him political standing to run for president. And he will. He will. He's playing games.
Well, Larry, as we wrap things up, remind everybody of your book, The Citizen's Grand Jury, and how they can donate and support the cause here. The American cause for we the people.
We need to do it for ourselves with God's divine providence. Don't be afraid. We need to take risks. Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Join us. Contribute with tax-deductible contributions. Read my book. I didn't write it for money. That is my plan on how we take the country back, not by just getting documents and going on TV, but by hard-hitting legal action.
That's it, Larry.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kinega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has determined that the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust in New Mexico required a pull of the trigger to fire the weapon. That's according to a forensics report. Actor Alec Baldwin was holding a gun when it fired, killing the woman. The gigantic spending bill, erroneously called the Inflation Reduction Act, was passed by 100% of the Democrats in the House with zero Republican support. This bill ensures the recession will continue longer than it was before the partisan vote. 87,000 more IRS agents and less than 1,000 billionaires in America? House Republican Whip Steve Scalise is warning these armed tax agents will be coming after you.
So President Biden, who made that promise multiple times, if you make under $400,000, don't worry, your taxes don't go up. This bill breaks President Biden's promise. It's confirmed by the CBO.
We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Richard Urso is going to join us. He's the board-certified ophthalmologist, one of America's frontline doctors, that says the data is clear and it doesn't prove safe and effective. And, of course, what we heard this morning from many publications, of course, announcement from the CDC that it's going to ease school guidance on quarantines, testing, and screening. It seems the CDC is now catching up with what most Americans knew. See, this is what happens with a one-size-fits-all government. You know, they have their strengths, they have their weaknesses, but clearly what's being exposed here is the weakness of the system. It takes a while for the federal government to catch up with reality. And here we're finding this out, that the CDC is finally announcing and agreeing with what the American people knew for a long time. Dr. Richard Urso is with us now. Richard, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, sir. Great to be here. Yeah, I commented on that yesterday myself. They basically followed the recommendations of the Great Barrington Declaration, which, of course, came out in 2020, which most of us thought was the rational approach to this pandemic. As we talked about, the policies are what killed everybody, not the disease.
Well, I want our audience to know you are a real doctor. I mean, you're in the middle of surgery right now. You're taking a break in between. Obviously, you're not overgassing somebody to keep them quiet so you can be on the show. I mean, this is a natural break, and so we're grateful for the time, doctor.
Thank you. That's so true. Just so you know, I did spend 11 years in a lab, invented an FDA-approved drug, a biologic. Mm-hmm. So I'm well-versed in drug development.
Right, exactly. So, again, getting back to this issue with the CDC now, exactly as you understand it, how exactly will these school guidance outlines be reduced now regarding quarantines, testing, and screening? How do you read that?
Well, to me, I mean, it's actually a fairly rational guidelines. I mean, they're basically don't Yes, asymptomatic people, that never should have happened. There's kids are at very low risk for the disease, should have no mandates in these children. It's absolutely negative data in the 6 months to 23 months. There's literally no reason for people to have sorry, I've gotten in a busy little spot here. But there's no reason for us to not move forward with these guidelines. They're fairly rational, so I'm a fan.
Well, that is good news, and we're happy to hear you verify that. One of the things is the guidance is backing away from regular screening tests in schools to detect, to your point, asymptomatic infections and get a fuller picture of the virus's spread. So this is all, we're all coming to a head based on a combination of experience and data that is not only, available here in the United States, but data that's coming in from around the world, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, asymptomatic transmission was alive from the very beginning. As you heard Kirchhoff from the head of the World Health Organization and Fauci initially say before this thing got politicized, asymptomatic transmission doesn't occur. And more importantly, Kirchhoff even presented evidence that already had been acquired in China and other places where asymptomatic transmission was way less than 1% of the cases that they had registered. There's seven other studies that corroborated what I'm saying about asymptomatic transmission. It does not drive these types of respiratory illnesses because people who are sick have respiratory symptoms. They cough, they sneeze. And people who are not sick, they don't cough, they don't sneeze for a reason. They're asymptomatic for a reason. They either have extremely low levels or in some cases, we all know that, you might have prodromal phase where you feel like maybe it's allergies and then, a day later you actually come down and become sick. But true asymptomatic transmission does not occur. It's only rare. It's less than 1%. Seven studies have proven that over the last couple of years.
Why is it that the CDC is holding on to masks?
That's absurd.
I'm glad you said this because I thought, what am I missing here? Okay, go ahead.
The good quality data shows there's 14 randomized controlled trials in healthcare workers and community settings. This has been done in the flu. There's three studies that have been done since COVID started. But overall, there's multiple studies that have been done over the last 2.5 decades looking at this issue. N95, none of these masks, cloth masks, surgical masks, they don't stop this wave. I tell people it's like swimming in a pool. You can put on two bathing suits, but if you're peeing in the pool, it's still getting through whether you have two or three bathing suits on. These masks are no different because of the size of the pores for various other reasons. Asymptomatic transmission was a lie, and masking was the other big lie. It's all about compliance. And I don't say this lightly. I worked in a virus lab. We did not do this kind of masking because we knew it doesn't work. And again, the studies have been done. I don't have an opinion on it. The studies have been done. If the studies said otherwise, I'd be here right now telling you that they worked, but they don't.
Yeah, of course. It would be irresponsible if you didn't. The FAA, of course, continuing on with masking at airports, and, I guess that dance will continue because thou shalt comply, as you say, right? Or not fly.
Well, I've been traveling, and I haven't had any issues with masking in the airports. People are doing it because they want to. I'd say 20% of the people are going around with masks in the United States airports. I went to Brazil about a month ago where they require masks, and probably about 10% of the people in the airport were wearing masks, even though they were required, which was interesting. And similarly, I just got back from Ireland. Very few people were masking there. Again, I'd say it's somewhere between 10 to 20%. I think people are still fearful. But even in my clinic, I'm seeing probably somewhere between 10 to 20% of the people are wearing a mask. There's no requirements to wear a mask, but there's still a tremendous amount of fear. And even though we have studies showing that there's no way that these can stop transmission or stop infection, people still think, they're still listening to some of the data out there that's corrupted data saying otherwise.
Well, it's pathetic because you think, speaking of fear, What they've done to the American people, what they've done to the world, people are very, this is so unjust and unfair to do something like this to the American people, or people of the world, as I say, Dr. Urso. You know, I was looking at, death counts over the last 5 years, and you would have thought, I'm thinking, okay, COVID hit, there's got to just be a huge increase in the amount of deaths, and this was a United States, count. It was negligible. So there's, as a result of COVID, yes, there's been a severe focus on this. Basically, it seems like what COVID did was absorb the number of people that would die annually from the flu. Now, we're talking real COVID numbers, because as opposed to what the government has projected and what they've put out there to justify an inordinate amount of distribution of taxes to compliant hospitals and doctors. If you know what I mean. So
the numbers for hospitals, the reimbursements are tremendous. Basically hospitals figured out very quickly that if they're going to stay in business, they needed to be in the COVID business. They need to do lots of testing. Every test was reimbursed. Every vaccine was reimbursed over and above normal. Every time you got remdesivir, it brought up the payment to the hospital by about, 20 or 30%. In Texas, I know in 2020, the average COVID admission resulted in a $180,000 payment to the hospital. That was the average, I think, in 2020. I don't know what the numbers were in 2021, but that was the average payment there. And around the country, it was anywhere from like $40,000 up to one state up to $400,000 per COVID admission. So it was incredibly profitable for the hospitals. They reaped record profits, and it was quite obvious that to them, if you do elective surgeries, please. Hey guys, quiet down, please. If you guys do elective surgery, This is not going to be paid. And in fact, it's considered illegal. Early in the pandemic, that's what happened.
Wow.
Elective surgeries were considered to be illegal for a while. So,
Dr. Urso, we got to go to a quick break. I'll let you do some things there. That's okay. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll finish this off together, you and I. More from Dr. Richard Urso after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The board-certified ophthalmologist and one of America's frontline doctors, Dr. Richard Orso, continues with us as we're talking about the good news from the CDC, which is an affirmation of what the American people have been experiencing. You know, Dr. Orso, a friend of mine, John Tamney, had written in his recent book that, you know, you consider 330 million, the cumulative intelligence of 330 million people versus some elected bureaucrats. I mean, they can't even match up brain to brain, you know, and clearly this is what we have seen happen is with the overreach of the government and these government officials, Dr. Fauci and Collins and the NIH and all the WHO. I mean, what do they know? I mean, we're the ones living with it. We're not a bunch of knuckleheads and going, oh my goodness, let's go and, you know, commit suicide and throw ourselves in the middle of some pandemic and be so irresponsible, but we were treated like a bunch of idiot kids that didn't know better.
No, this is an intentional, collaborated thing that happened. This was not ineptitude. I thought it was ineptitude at first. Mm-hmm. It was not. This was coordinated. There was collaboration. Once you realize what happened in, you know, Vent 201, basically the October meeting on this. Mm-hmm. Once I had a chance to kind of look at what they were talking about there, this is all what they planned. And the lies were endless. The asymptomatic transmission, the need for testing, the need for lockdowns for everybody, the one-size-fits-all approach, the lack of early treatment. The lack of early treatment, everyone should easily see right through that. How can you not treat fevers? How can you not treat inflammation? How can you not treat respiratory compromise? How can you not treat potential blood clotting? All those things have on-label FDA-approved treatment. We can say, hey, we don't have treatment for COVID. The saying we don't have treatment for COVID is like saying we can't cure hypertension. We can mitigate the damage of hypertension, prevention of strokes by treating the every day, giving a medicine that lowers the blood pressure. So every day you could lower the inflammation. Every day you could prevent the blood clotting. Every day you could help with the respiratory compromise. It's completely absurd to say there was no treatment. So it was a coordinated, collaborated lie from the beginning. At this point, you know, with the our, you know, backwards look, it's easy to see that was true. And so can't put trust in them at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are on the front line, so you're dealing with this, and in a practical sense, I mean, you take the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. You're a physician that cares about your patients. There were other doctors around the country that operated. We just interviewed Dr. George Fareed out in Imperial Valley, the miracle out there they're touting. You know, thousands of patients went there. Nobody had to go to the hospital, and it was early treatment. Things that, you know, the mainstream media, like they know, right? Like, we're going to trust in the Washington Post and everybody, like these medical geniuses, right, that want to, you know, tamp down any kind of effectiveness of early treatment and the use of hydroxychloroquine. Because Donald Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, you know, that's the worst thing ever, you know. And here it is. It's saving lives. It kept people off of remdesivir. And now we find out that people that were served up remdesivir were the ones that were dying.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's many drugs. Now, not to just talk about that. I mean, steroids are incredibly, incredibly probably the most effective thing, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. But protease inhibitors were on the list early on, which eventually became Paxlovid. But they're super toxic. But we have one already available called Kaletra. So anybody in my position that understands this had no problems coming up with things that might work and be potentially effective against the virus. But we all, every single doctor in the United States could treat potential blood clotting. Every single doctor in the United States could treat inflammation. Every single doctor in the United States could treat respiratory compromise, blood clotting, and inflammation. That's just, there's no way to say that couldn't have been done. So if you want to know about a fraud, 1 million people died because of that. That's why 1 million people died. That was one of the policies that killed many Americans, and you could thank the federal government for that.
Doctor, so I mean, here you amongst other doctors, seeing the, you know, in a sense, the recklessness and irresponsible guidelines coming from the CDC in a one size fits all, and you're seeing the data. I mean, you see the results. I mean, every day people are dying. That's not working. This is working. So you're able to do this, but almost under the threat at the same time, because this government has empowered itself in such a way that, you know, they told doctors that, you know, your license could be at risk. Practice could be at risk. Go ahead.
In Texas, we had a scare where they came out and said if you wore a mask, you could be, this is early in the pandemic in March, if you wore a mask because we were short of PPE, you could be criminally liable for interfering with a public health emergency. So that alone scared a lot of doctors, like, well, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to get thrown in jail for wearing a mask.
Right.
And it scared the bejesus out of a lot of doctors, that particular thing. And so at that point, docs were like, I'm just going to do what I'm told, because literally I can't imagine being thrown in jail for wearing a mask because there's a shortage of masks. And so they carried this on the whole time. Of course, masks don't work, which even as you know, Fauci said and many others, they don't stop the spread of respiratory disease. Like I said, it's like peeing in a pool. The water's not clean if you peed in the pool and you have two bathing suits on.
Right. Well, Dr. Fauci said that they weren't effective until he said they were effective. And then, like you said, instead of two bathing suits, you know, he wanted you to have two masks. I mean, this thing was just, it was so absurd on its face that, you know, it's frightening and ironic that you get these uber intelligent types that think they know it all. And my mother had a very crass and direct saying about it. I can't repeat it on air here, but it was they just don't know, you know, what from Shinola. I'll let you fill in the blank.
This is one of the things that you know, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH have no doctors that are actually treating doctors. They're not involved in clinical medicine. They never actually get involved in clinical medicine and teaching. So this was, to me, it seemed very odd that they were actually sticking their neck out and giving out protocols and stuff. There was no reason to. That's not what they do. They're not clinical. Mm-hmm. They're not clinical doctors. Mm-hmm. That was a real weakness. And for us who are actually clinical scientists, who actually did time in the lab, like I said, me in the lab 11 years, there's a lot of great people over there in those agencies, but they're not leading the agencies. Those are the pencil pushers. Those guys actually collaborated with other world leaders and created this whole thing. You know, there was no reason to do any of the things that they said we should do. We shouldn't have masks. We should shouldn't have treated everybody the same. We shouldn't have locked down every single person in the United States. Should have protected the elderly. We shouldn't have assumed that there was asymptomatic transmission. That was a complete lie. It's never been true for respiratory virus. It's one lie after another, and they hit us hard in the news. They're now telling us all these deaths that are occurring are from too much breathing, too many referee whistles, too cold, it's too hot. You know, it's absurd. The sudden adult death syndrome is another thing where the social disinformation and conditioning is what they're really, really good at. If you want to know what they're good at, that's what they're good at.
Well, look at, I mean, this is what's promoted the fear, just as you said, exactly. Because in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Opinion running all over the place. I mean, to the point where people said, they're killing us. This is what Bill Gates wants to do. This is what World Health Organization, you've heard anecdotal information that they believe that, you know, we could lose 20%. We need to lose 20, 30% of the population because the Earth cannot sustain 8 billion people. And so they're thinking they're killing us off. But when you look at the death count, I mean, if their intention was to kill people, they really didn't do a very good job of it, all things considered, did they?
Well, let me say this. I don't speculate as to what their intentions were. I know they had really, really, really bad observations that weren't data-driven. They weren't literature-driven. Everything they did was against what the literature said. Like I said, mass, all the literature says, there's no good quality data showing that. There's no zero good quality data that's showing asymptomatic transmission is a driver of a pandemic. There's no sense in saying every single person needs a vaccine when the infection fatality rate in the children is practically under 11. It's 0.1 per 100,000. Over 11, 18, it's 0.2 per 100,000. So 1 in a million or 1 in 500,000. So these things, to me, I look at them from a data-driven approach. I try not to speculate why they did it, but clearly it was collaborated and coordinated, and you know the ill intent had to be somewhat there to some degree because this is absolutely not data driven.
Exactly. So what about the people? I mean, we know that as far as pharmaceuticals are concerned, the government has protected them. They're not going to be held liable whatsoever. But meanwhile, the government forced businesses to fire people. I mean, they've been out of jobs. I mean, people that we need back to work. What's going to happen with these people now that the evidence is clear that these were bad decisions and bad guidelines from the government?
Well, that's a good question. I think the legal system will see how they hold up. I think they've not been that helpful, really, but there are some signs of potential relief. Some of the people, there was a big lawsuit that came, and it was positive. The people who were fired had religious exemptions were allowed to win, won a court case. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, just, again, we kind of go back to this is bad medicine. When you actually give, this is my biggest point, when you force vaccinate these children, like it's happening in New Orleans and some other places, you're going to kill children. It's bad medicine. This is not good community service. Children have this young children have 0.1 per 100,000. If they already had the vaccine, they're going to have a hyperimmune response, some of them. And let's say, you know, they have a hyperimmune response and die. You did that. You, who did the mandate, did that. Whoever wrote those mandates, you killed children by doing that. You didn't actually use good science. So I can say it's bad. It's bad public policy, number one, right? But number two, it's really bad medicine.
Exactly. Dr. Richard Urso, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.